it required a $200 cleaning fee.
But she moved on to someplace else.
I went and looked at another room, and it was actually a better living condition, so I wanted my deposit back.
She told you it was not refundable.
Was her next move too much?
I went to a police station nearby and told them my story.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
23-year-old Brittany Lotta is suing her former landlord-to-be, Candace Kidlinger, for the return of a cleaning deposit. Candace says Brittany forfeited the deposit when she decided not to move in.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 578 on the calendar, in the matter of Lotta versus Kidlinger. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Why don't you folks have a seat?
Miss Lotta, your complaint alleges that you saw an ad for a room that the defendant had placed on Craigslist?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was it on Craigslist?
Well, it was actually, we had it in the Penny Saver. And the Craigslist ad went up on the 10th, which this was already in process on the 10th. So I believe she came in off the Penny Saver, but we had an ad.
How did you find the room?
I found it on Craigslist.
Okay. And you were looking for a room. You went to look at the room.
I looked at the room.
On what date?
On the 10th.
You called Miss Kiblinger?
I called the number that was on the ad, and I believe it was her husband that answered the phone.
What time?
I would say around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And when did you go over to look at the room?
Shortly after. It was really immediate.
And that was the 10th of?
Of August.
You looked at the room, and you liked it.
I did. I liked it. It was.
And it had just gone up on Craigslist. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
How much was the rent on the room?
I believe it was $500.
Had you been looking for a room for a while?
No. It was all very immediate. It was that whole week I was looking for a room, and I just used Craigslist, and I looked at all
You were looking for a room all of that week?
Yes.
So for how many days had you been looking for the room?
5 days.
And saw nothing that you liked?
Yes, they're very scary on Craigslist.
So you saw nothing that you liked?
Nothing that I liked.
So, saw this, you saw that it just went up, you went to look at it, you liked it.
I liked it.
And what happened?
And I got a tour, and I told her husband that I had wanted to move in, that I liked it, so he said that he was going to wait for his wife, which was Candace Kiblinger, to come home, and she would take care of the rest. So I told her that I wanted to move in.
Just a second. She came home?
She came home.
And you waited for her?
Yes.
Go ahead. And?
She came home, and she told me that it required a $200 cleaning fee that I would get back if the room was in the same condition once I moved out. And so I gave her the $200 cash, and she
wrote me. You gave her $200 cleaning fee?
Yes.
Now, when did you intend to move in?
Immediately was my intention. So the next day or the day after.
Not your intention. What did you discuss with her?
Like soon, the next.
Not soon. Come on, be a grown-up. Do you go to school? What do you do?
I go to school.
You got to be a grown-up.
Yeah. My plan was to move in that weekend.
Not your plan. What did you tell her?
I told her that I would move in that weekend.
And was the room in good condition?
Yes.
Fine, so it didn't need to be cleaned.
No.
What happened next?
The next day, I went and looked at another room, and it was actually a better living condition. It was only one person as opposed to a family. The rent
was
cheaper.
That was the next day. That was on the 11th.
Yes. And so I called Candace, and I told her that I was no longer going to be moving in, so I wanted my $200 deposit back.
And you told her that on the 11th?
On the 11th, yes.
And she said?
And she told me no because she had to turn down a whole bunch of people that were looking at the room. So she was going to be losing business and she didn't want to give me back my money.
Because you had already told her you were taking the room.
Yes. But I had given her less than 24 hours, so I figured she could call back all those people that had looked at the room.
Whatever you figured, what you figured is not relevant. If you saw this other room the next day, it had to be not early in the morning that you called her.
It was like early afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
And she said, I've already turned people away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you told me you were taking the room.
Yes.
So you're not getting your $200. What you said is a cleaning fee. What she says was to hold the room.
Yeah, no, she told me that it was a cleaning deposit that I was going to receive back once I moved out anyways.
Your Honor.
Just a second. I'm going to get to you in a minute. So then what did you do?
So after she told me that I wasn't going to get your money back, I went to a police station nearby and told them my story, and they attempted to get the money back.
No, not they. They are not a whole police department. You went into your local police precinct. Where? In what town?
Simi Valley Police Department.
You went to Simi Valley. Mm-hmm. And you walked in and you said, I'm having a dispute with somebody over a rent cleaning fee or deposit. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
And you got a strange police officer to go with you.
A sergeant.
To her house. Mm-hmm. To attempt to get the money back.
Yeah, he went. No. I didn't accompany him. He went.
What you're telling me, this is somebody you never met before.
Correct.
And didn't know.
Correct.
How old a person?
Was the officer?
Yes.
Late 50s, early 50s.
Somebody that you didn't know anybody in the police department in Simi Valley.
Correct.
Your family doesn't know anybody in the police department in Simi
Correct.
Valley. You can't get him to come out to a lot of things. I didn't know the police department in Simi Valley actually went to try to collect civil debts. That's a very interesting part of their profile. What was his name?
I have his card, actually, and a police report.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the police report that he filed.
There you go.
Did you ever have a police officer come to you? I hear a police officer going to your house to try to collect a civil debt that hasn't even been made into a debt yet by a court? I never heard of that. It's a new one for me. I've been in the business a long time. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It got this officer out of the police precinct, away from emergency units, away from call of something maybe serious happened, to go out and try to get your $200 deposit back. Fascinating. And it indicates subject, civil dispute. Actually, what you said was to the police officer that the defendant told you that the deposit was for cleaning and damages, and that if Lotta were to move out and the room was undamaged, she could have the deposit back. That's what you told the officer. That was after she told you that the deposit was non-refundable.
She never told me that.
No, but when you called her and said, I changed my mind, she told you it was not refundable.
She told me she was not going to give it back to me.
Right. Correct. Okay. Now, how many people called you after the plaintiff saw the room and gave you the money to hold the room?
Nobody, because we removed the ad in the morning, which I have a copy of. We removed it the next morning.
May I see it, please?
There's the date it went in. There's the date it came out.
And when did you put it back up?
We put it back up about a week and a half later.
Why did you wait a week and a half?
Just to see what was going to happen here, if she was going to come back, what was going to happen. You know, I said the cops were here, they might be back, I don't want to do anything. And
well, that was foolish of you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your ad says security deposit, which is what she said she gave you.
Your Honor, could I ask you some questions in
regards
to the security deposit?
No, you can't ask me anything. That's all. We're done.
And later today,
he says he paid the rent, he paid the utilities, he supported the family, and the credit card that he used made up the difference. But that credit card was to be used for business.
Correct.
Ms. Myers says you were using her credit card for monkey business.
Cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Lotta says former landlord-to-be Candace Kiblinger stole her security deposit. Candace is countersuing for harassment.
Okay. Well, this is your problem. This is what you posted, Ms. Kiblinger. What you post is a room for rent, four-bedroom house, near mall, bus stop. Rent includes utilities, kitchen and laundry privileges, and wireless internet. Quiet neighborhood, share bathroom. Security deposit is $200. That's what you say, security deposit. Well, that's actually what Miss Latta says that you said the $200 was for. Security deposit, not a deposit to hold the room. Security deposit, $200. No smoking, no drugs, no pets, two small dogs already in the house.
Well, Your Honor, first of all, she called about the ad and did not speak to me. I had no conversation with her.
I'm talking to you
about
what
that.
The ad says.
Okay.
Your ad says that
when
the rent on the apartment is $500.
Right.
With a $200 security deposit, which means that when she moved in, she would have to give you $700.
Correct.
$700, a $200 security deposit, and a $500 first month's rent.
That is correct.
Right. Well, what she gave you was $200. Now, you may construe that whatever you like, but that was your ad. So she has a right to construe this ad.
She has a receipt that says to hold the room.
I have
was
a receipt. It does not say about holding. It says that I gave it to her. That's all.
I'd like to see it, please.
As when we discussed it, when she came in,
listen,
it was not
this
the
is
deposit.
You can't tell me what you discussed with her. This is your ad. Your ad says security deposit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your ad says.
Right. So you have to let people know up front when they move in what they're going to be paying. She hadn't moved in yet, so none of that
doesn't
was even
matter.
Apart.
Your ad says security deposit, which is what she said she gave you.
Okay.
Yeah, $200 deposit given for room. So it says security deposit, not to hold the room.
Your Honor, that's not the receipt she gave that young lady.
Listen to me.
That's not the receipt.
Well,
is
you
it?
Have a copy of
oh,
I'll look whatever
a,
you
I'm
I'll
sorry.
Look at whatever
that
you
is,
have.
That is it.
Do you have anything else to show me?
No.
Give her back her $200. Judgment for the plaintiff. My only problem is you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is that the Simi Valley police showed up and it was, you believe, a form of harassment and intimidation. And what I'm suggesting to you is, have you gone down to the police department in Simi Valley?
Yes.
Have you gotten any satisfaction?
Not really.
Well, I can't give you any satisfaction. I certainly would file a complaint.
Your Honor, could I ask you some questions in
regards to
the security deposit?
No, you can't ask me anything.
Deposit?
That's all. We're done. $200 judgment for the plaintiff.
All right.
That's all.
Please, excuse. You may step out.
I don't agree with it.
I think that Judge Judy saw the truth in all this and who was really lying, and justice was served.
She just told a flat-out lie, and she's not an honest, good, decent person.
I wanted to take this to court to make sure this wouldn't happen again with these people.
Why would I say, give me $200 to hold the room, but if you decide you don't want it, I'm going to give it back to you?
Use checks. Don't use cash.
That's kind of stupid.
So glad it's done. So glad.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Myers versus Tory. Step forward.
Cassandra Myers is suing her ex-boyfriend, Ryan Tory, for unpaid credit card charges as the result of an alleged affair.
Miss Myers, how long did you and the defendant live together?
We lived together from January 2012 to October 2012.
And how old is the child that you have together?
Just over 1 year.
So am I correct, when the child was born, were you or were you not living together?
Yes, ma'am.
You were pregnant before you moved in together?
Yes, ma'am.
Who were you working for?
I was working for the state of Idaho.
Doing what?
A dispute resolution assistant.
Are you still working for them?
No, ma'am.
When did you leave that job?
September 2012.
And you're not working now?
Yes, I am, ma'am.
When did you go back to work?
I left one job and went right to the next in October.
And what about you, Mr. Tory? What kind of work do you do?
I'm a manufactured home regional sales manager.
So you travel?
Yes.
This is what the case is about. Ms. Myers says that she gave you a credit card, one of her credit cards, for you to use because you had bad credit and you needed a credit card to use for business, hotels, travel, airfare, etc., with the understanding that when you got your expenses repaid by the company that you work for, you would pay down the card. Is that correct?
That is correct. It was his credit card, though, under my account. It was
so
in
you're
his
responsible
name.
For it?
Yes, ma'am.
And you do get expenses reimbursed to you by the company that you work for?
That's correct.
And the expenses that you get reimbursed for are for airfare?
Correct.
Hotels?
Correct.
Food?
Correct.
You get a per diem?
Not a per diem, but we turn into receipts and we get receipts for it, or reimbursed.
And the receipts that you were turning in to the company were receipts that you purchased using her credit card?
Some of the receipts, yes.
Most of them?
Most of them.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When you went on business, did you have a girlfriend in any of those towns?
I had a friend.
A friend who was a female?
Correct.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cassandra Myers says ex-boyfriend Ryan Torrey owes for charges he made on her credit card while he was allegedly visiting another woman.
Now, did you file tax returns last year, Mr. Torrey?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what you told the government that you earned.
It was just under $100,000.
And what about you, Ms. Myers?
I filed taxes.
And what did you tell the government you earned last year?
I don't know.
Well, how much did you earn last year?
I don't know.
Well, we're in March now. Did you file your taxes for last year?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you earn?
I don't remember.
Give me a ballpark figure.
28, maybe.
And when you were living with Mr. Torrey, how much were you earning?
Same.
About the same?
Yes, sort of. I was on maternity leave.
For how long?
6 months straight, and then part-time 6 months after that. So from March until August.
Well, so when you were on maternity leave, Ms. Myers, did you have income?
Yes, I did.
From what?
For the first 6 weeks, I did. And then the second 6 weeks, I was only receiving part-time income.
Well, that's 12 weeks.
Yes.
That's not 6 months.
Sorry, did I say 6 months?
I thought you said I was on 6 months maternity leave.
6 weeks straight. And then 6 weeks part-time. I drug it out.
6 weeks, not 6 months.
Right. Total March to August, though.
March, April, May, June, July, and August.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm not making myself clear.
Well, I'm trying to make it as clear as I can.
Right.
So if when you were working full-time, you earned $28,000 a year. If you were not working at all or part-time, you made substantially less.
Right.
So it would be a fair statement that during the time that you were on maternity leave, Mr. Torrey was supporting you.
Not fully, but yes.
Right.
I received scholarship assistance, too.
Because what Mr. Torrey says was that was not the deal. Deal was he paid the rent, he paid the utilities.
No.
That's what he says. He says he paid the rent, he paid the utilities, he supported the family while you were making certain contributions, but not certainly anything consistent with what he was making. And the credit card that he used made up the difference. That's what he was saying in your answer, right?
Yes.
But that credit card was to be used for business.
Correct.
Ms. Myers says you were using her credit card for monkey business.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Go ahead.
Every charge on that credit card was for business.
So now this is my question, Mr. Torrey. When you went on business, did you have a girlfriend in any of those towns?
I had a friend.
A friend who was a female?
Yes.
A friend who was a female?
Correct.
In what city?
That would have been in Billings, Montana.
And how many times did you go to Billings, Montana? Is that one of your areas?
That is, yes.
And when you went to Billings, Montana, did you see this friend who was a girl?
Off of work time, yes.
Right. What's the balance on the credit card, Ms. Myers?
$4,300, what I claimed, or the balance?
What you claimed.
$4,360.62.
Judgment for the plaintiff.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. A mother dies and possessions go missing. Now all eyes are on her ex.
All I want to know is where it all is.
And his new girlfriend.
That's outrageous.
Next, Judge Judy.
Next on WBZ-TV.
It is what it is, and she's the judge, and her decision's final.
I'm glad to hear that she ruled in my favor.
Well, we had an arrangement that I was going to pay all the living expenses. I paid the rent. I paid the child care costs.
The credit card was to be used for work expenses.
Those were the arrangements, and that was her credit card, and she was going to pay for the credit card.
As soon as he received an expense check from work, that he would pay off the balance of the credit card.
But I did say I would help her out.
So the money wasn't being taken from our family forefront.
It was used 100% for business.
I have an email that it was monkey business.
She doesn't make as much money, so she just wants to make sure that that gets paid off for her.
We need to move on together and to create a loving situation for our daughter.
I hope we can move on. I hope we can put all this behind us, and what's important is our child.
I'm glad it's over.